Ronnie CSI ko.
Dean Pats was telling me he lost 25 million pesos before in a business. You know, this guy lost 80 million pesos in businesses. You know, they've all recovered, of course. But these are war stories.
War stories.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
It was a great experience that I had this morning. Being able to be grouped with a number of passionate people who are here to learn and to improve themselves. It's something that we should all keep doing. I'm sure you all agree. Learning is a continuous process, and I learned a lot from my group, and I'm sure that the experience is the same all throughout all the tables there for everyone. I'm Ronnie Siasoico. I'm an entrepreneur. I've always been an entrepreneur. Immediately after college, I've gotten into business. I had the very unfortunate experience of not being an employee because of the fact that during the time when I was growing up, my parents would always talk to all of us, asking us what business we were going to do after college, after school. We were never asked where we were going to start to work or what kind of work we were going to do. But we were always asked the question, what business are you going to do when you're done with school? So immediately after that, I was sort of an employee with my dad, only for briefly. After that, I went into business on my own. Right now, I have a number of businesses. We manufacture electronic meters for power. It's what the utilities use to monitor power consumption of consumers. Sorry about that. We manufacture a recent business that we just put up and launched is a light bulbs. We do LED lighting. We manufacture it in China. Just like the kilowatt RD guys, we manufacture it in China. But all of the R&D is being done here in the Philippines. We are involved in the LPG industry. We do bulk LPG sales. Used to be in the IT business, but now we've since sold that company. It is what we now know as the GCash. We sell the steel poles to the utilities. We're involved in food, yogurt, shake, one of the small businesses that we have. Why is it that I keep on doing this? I guess it's because of the passion. The passion of being able to create, the passion of being able to create value. My ultimate goal has always been to create value. I'm a visionary by if you are gonna ask me what I do, I am a visionary. That's how I would try to describe myself. Because when I think of a business, I only not think of the cash flow that the business is going to create, but the value that the business is supposed to create. Eventually, I would like to create value. And when I start thinking of a business to do, I always want to create a business, to dream of creating a business, rather, that's big. I try to dream big. Because when I try to dream small, the amount of effort that I do, that I devote to a small business, and the amount of effort that I devote to a big business is exactly the same. It does not matter if you put up a small business or a big business. The effort, the time that you spend with it is the same. The most important thing is that when you do something, you have to have the knowledge and the expertise in what you're going to do. You might not be an expert now in what you intend to do, but you can always become an expert. I don't know if any one of you have I'm sure that a lot of you would have read Malcolm Gladwell's Outlier. It takes 10,000 hours for people to become an expert in something. Okay. In all of these companies that I do, I more or less concentrate on the finance side of it. That is my 10,000 hours. Then I get people with 10,000 hours who will help me build the business. So there is always expertise in the businesses that I try to put up. But I am getting over myself now. Working with people is very, very important. Having people to work with you and taking care of them is something that we cannot stress enough. When you start doing a business, you have to find ways and means to be able to find people that you will be able to harmoniously work with. It is not easy. There was a roommate of mine, and she happens to be my college classmate. She told us that she has this talent, the knack of finding people. I do that. To a large extent, I am able to do that, but it's always been a challenge still, especially when I try to find people to work on the finance side. That's why I ended up doing most of the work on the finance side, because I couldn't seem to find the right person to do that, to partner with. Somebody who would mimic what I do. That's really a challenge for me. So I am still trying to learn how to work with. It is a continuous learning. It's not easy, but it is very, very essential for success. Finding a mentor. I have a Monday group of people who are much older than me. Some of them are octogenarians. Some of them are septuagenarians. And I learn a lot from them. My Thursday group is the same. They're 60s. The youngest is 65, and the most senior is about 75. And the youngest group would be my Sunday group, the one with Bo, where I meet with Edward, one of my greatest mentors, Sibo, Larry, and Judy, and Randy, and I don't know who else I'm forgetting. So I have